Monday's airplane crash has added to the stress of frequent flyers. Some businesses have found ways around air travel since the September terrorist attacks, but many rely heavily on the airlines to get sales and service personnel to their customers. NPR's David Malpas reports on how road warriors of the air are adjusting to the new burdens of flying.
At Raleigh-Durham Airport yesterday morning, Jeff Lloyd was rushing to get to his North Carolina home before his next trip next week. He had just spent several days in California.
I left at 11 o'clock yesterday evening, flew into Chicago, got there at 4:30 in the morning, and landed here in Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina at 9 o'clock, right on schedule.
As a sales executive for a major technology firm, flying is a necessity for Lloyd. But these days, he is trying to cut back on the number of trips by cramming more visits than usual into each one. Also, whenever possible, he'll catch a red-eye flight home. Still, he says his wife gets nervous about all the air travel, so he checks in a lot more now.
I call when I land. I call when I'm getting ready to leave. In fact, I've talked with colleagues who do the same thing. They end up doing a lot more. I'm here, I'm at the airport, and that sort of thing, just to keep people sort of assured as to what's happening.
Lloyd says his company is conducting more business on the phone and using more video conference calls. But as he puts it, nothing beats eye-to-eye interaction in sales. Mike Ferrella couldn't agree more. He's flying almost all the time from his home in Florida as a consultant to companies with help desk centers.
It's part of the job. It's part of what we signed up to do. You know, we have to travel in our job to make a living. And do you have a fear? Yes. Does it stop you? No.
This week's American Air crash made Ferrella more queasy about flight safety. On the other hand, Ferrella says he feels better knowing that fellow passengers are much more alert than in the past. Nobody, he says, has their head stuck in a book just before a flight.
Checking each other out, their activities, what are they wearing, where do you think they're from? You know, some will even go up to people and ask questions just to see if they have an accent. Some people I've seen where if someone looks like they're from a foreign country, they'll go up to the gate agent and say, you need to check that person. And the airline accommodates.
Ferrella's employer is STI Knowledge, which is based in Atlanta. Cliff Oxford is the CEO. He says the company is built on travel, and after a brief slowdown, staff flying time is almost back to normal.
We have to close deals here. And you're definitely not going to close a multi-million-dollar deal on the telephone or through the fax machine. You know, we just got a customer yesterday in Seattle, and I'm in Atlanta, and we went out there twice, and they came here once I know of, and that deal would have never been closed if we couldn't have gotten on an airplane.
Oxford says, though, that he isn't forcing anyone to fly. Some employees are now driving as much as 8 hours to reach a client. Others are staying put, including David Jones, an STI sales associate in New York.
I really do not travel nearly as much. There's supposed to be an engagement in Dallas on Friday that I have canceled. We are having a representative go out there that's closer to the area, and as soon as they get out there, they're going to pick up the phone and conference me in.
Jones says it's the increased delays and hassles caused by heightened security keeping him off planes, plus the higher airfares to some places like Dallas.
The nonstop was just incredibly priced. I forgot what it was, but it was 4 or 5 times the normal price.
Jones's main focus right now is to drum up new business closer to home. He says a lot of potential customers in the Northeast are too distracted, though, to sit through sales pitches, or they just aren't interested in making commitments due to all the uncertainties in the economy. Some consultants say the damage done to air travel has slowed down business transactions significantly, but they say that's not all bad. Some workers may end up using their time more productively by not flying. Also, even the most travel-prone, like STI's Cliff Oxford, says September 11th has brought changes in his thinking about life outside the job. Recently, he cut short a business trip in order to attend a school event with his 5-year-old son.
I would have always wanted to be at my son's school for Donuts with Dad, but I would not have always made it the highest priority. I mean, I often go to those things way before September 11th. I went to them. But now it's just one of those things I won't miss. I will just not miss it, period.
Oxford says another air disaster could cripple his business, but being with his son helps him keep that potential in perspective. David Malpas, NPR News, Chapel Hill, North Carolina.